540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Some voters in Milwaukee and Racine counties will have a new option on the ballot. Franklin Republican Jim Croft has entered the 21st State Senate District contest. He's running to replace retiring State Senator Van Wongard. Racine Democrat Trevor Young has already launched his campaign. The district stretches from Racine into Milwaukee's suburbs and is one of a handful that could shift control of the chamber. A Milwaukee real estate owner is among 18 people charged in a large federal drug case. Investigators say they used rental homes to store and sell drugs. Federal agents arrested Sam Stair, head of S2 Real Estate Group, Wednesday. Prosecutors accuse him of renting properties to drug dealers and using those homes as stash and trap houses. He's also facing conspiracy and money laundering charges. The case also involves the company's office manager. It leaves tenants at over 150 properties uncertain about what comes next. More students in Milwaukee will have a path to college and careers after a record-breaking $11 million donation to All in Milwaukee. The funding will add 50 new students each year starting 2027, focusing on those who need financial and academic support. Officials say the program has a strong track record, with most students staying in school and many graduating without debt. Donors say they're investing in a model that supports students every step of the way. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The FBI in Milwaukee is warning parents about dangerous online groups targeting kids and teens through social media and gaming platforms. Officials say the groups build trust and then pressure young people into harmful acts, including self-harm, sharing explicit content, or even violence. Investigators say hundreds of suspects are being tracked nationwide, including cases in southeast Wisconsin. The FBI is urging parents to monitor online activity, talk with their kids, and report concerns right away. A major mistake with Milwaukee County's employee health plan contract has led to the resignation of the chief human resources officer. Margot Franklin didn't give a reason why she was leaving. The county let its employee health plan contract expire earlier this year, setting off concerns and forcing leaders to act fast on a new deal. The contract covers hundreds of millions of dollars in health care costs. A busy cruise season is starting in Milwaukee. The first ship has docked, and a record number of visitors are expected this year. The Viking Polaris made an arrival yesterday with 64 total ship visits planned through October. Leaders say the increase could boost the local economy past $3.5 million, up from last year. They say expanded facilities and new cruise routes are helping draw more global visitors to the city. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin's Attorney General is taking aim at several major online platforms, accusing them of running illegal sports betting in the state. Josh Call announced a lawsuit against companies including Robinhood, Coinbase, Kalshi, and Crypto.com, saying they allow bets outside Wisconsin's legal system. The companies have not fully responded. Wisconsin recently approved online sports betting, but only through tribal partnerships authorized by the governor. Lawmakers on both sides are reacting after Sarah Rodriguez suggested working on a state budget behind a curtain before being sworn in as governor. Some Democrats and Republicans say it raises concerns about secrecy, while her campaign says it's about early coordination, not the official budget process. Rodriguez says she wants to avoid division and move quickly on policies that help people. Others, including Governor Evers' office, say public input should remain a key part of building the budget. A long-running Wisconsin debate tradition is returning this year with a live broadcast ahead of the governor's race. The WBA Foundation will hold the debate October 9th at 7 p.m., with Milwaukee PBS producing and stations across the state airing it. Eligible candidates will be invited, and more details are expected soon. An announcement has poured out of UW-Eau Claire. Edwin Martini set to become chancellor at the school this summer. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents approved his appointment, and he will take over on July 1st. Martini currently serves as provost at UW-Oshkosh and has held several leadership roles in higher education. School leaders say he brings a collaborative style and strong experience. Martini says he's excited to build on the university's momentum and connect with the campus community. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. The crew coming off a 5-4 loss to the Tigers yesterday. Pat Murphy says the Brewers still missing guys like Jackson Chourio, Christian Yelich at bat.
Everybody's aware of where our injury situation is, and it's great to see the guys go out and compete and battle every time. And I mean, I think they can be proud of a lot of things they did today, but it didn't go our way.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have a new head coach. 41-year-old Taylor Jenkins takes over after 6 years as the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. The NFL draft continues tonight. Did the Packers have any offers last night to trade up into the first round? Brian Gutekunst.
Not really. You know, again, we didn't really expect for that to happen. To get up into the first round was going to be quite expensive.
Wayne Larrivee.
You know, when you're picking day two, 52nd pick in the draft, it's hard because you just don't know who's going to be there.
That's Packers announcer Wayne Larrivee with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers moving on out this afternoon, climbing to the upper 60s in a mostly cloudy sky. Tonight, a few clouds still around, temperatures in the mid-40s. On Saturday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 50s. Right now, it's 64.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.